is not going to get here today. She's usually here, Rebecca McCall. She's usually here early if she's going to come.
Yeah, and I saw her at the courthouse, but maybe she has other commitments. But
yeah, okay.
All right, so at 3:01, we'll call the meeting to order. I think since, first thing of business is introduction, since there's so many new people here today, which is awesome. So I think starting with your name, where you live, maybe something about your background, and then why you were interested in being on the committee, just for introductions. And I can start. My name is Andy Myers. I live out near Fletcher area. I do a lot of environmental education in my work. I work for an organization that uses documentary films to spread environmental awareness and get more people involved in environmental advocacy. And I was interested in joining this committee because I see, local government as another avenue for increasing environmental awareness in communities. In my free time, a lot of my hobbies are around the environment. I raise rabbits, sheep, and chickens, and I also love going on hikes and doing all the things in the nature, so I want to make sure it's protected. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Okay. I'm Shane Lauder. I live in the Fletcher area. I'm a native of Henderson County. I had a construction company for 25 years. We did highway work, grading, any type of construction work. Currently work with Beverly Hanks and Associates. 2015, my wife and I wanted a change in our business, so we sold our business, and so I went to work with Beverly Hanks. And I feel like that being a native of Henderson County, I understand a lot of the needs that's changed throughout the years, whether it be construction, new developments, the farmers, and I feel like that I can add value to being a native in Henderson County and have a good, a broad knowledge of what it takes to farm or construction or whatever it might be.
I'm Chris Gross. I was a wetlands consultant for several years, then I taught at Blue Ridge for a couple years, and now I do water resources engineering. So we do stormwater, stream restoration, watershed planning, various things like that. All the water-related engineering type resource or type activities, except for like drinking water and wastewater. So we can, we just don't do that stuff. So my big area of focus has always been water stuff. That's what I did in graduate school, and that's always kind of what I've enjoyed. And I ended up on this committee because Rachel Kapar cornered me one day and said that I needed to be on here, so I have been on here ever since.
She was right.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael Savage. Retired 4 years ago after 20-plus years with Lockheed Martin in their NASA and U.S. Antarctic programs. I'm kind of a generalist, environment, safety, and health. Got in environmental work back in the 70s and wastewater. Kind of graduated in hazardous waste management, chemical management, water treatment, then a lot of regulatory compliance throughout the years. Picked up some safety in the last half of my career, particularly at NASA. So crisis management, things of that nature. Done a little bit of stormwater work, not much. I kind of grew up with environmental regulations in the 70s, kind of once you get the bug, it's hard to let it go. So just trying to see opportunities where I can use some of the stuff that I've learned throughout the years and be a benefit to my community.
I'm Megan Bishop. I'm an intern at the county manager's office, and I'm at the grad program. I'm in grad school at App State. And I've been hanging out with Christine, so I'm just seeing more of what she does, so I decided to come today.
I'm Erin England. I'm also an intern. I'm interning with Toby Linville in zoning. I'm currently a community planning graduate student at Auburn, and I have a very large passion for green infrastructure and just bettering our environment.
And hey, I'm Christine Brown, Environmental Programs Coordinator for Henderson County, and I do a lot with solid waste, recycling, composting, but then also work to improve the county's energy efforts. So, yeah, let me know how I can help. And if you need anything from me, like past minutes or agendas or documents, I can send that your way.
I'm John Harrison. I have a degree in chemical engineering from Georgia Tech, and I worked in industry for 37 years and worked in the oil industry and lots of different places. And then I worked in mineral processing, mainly in Middle Georgia. And I worked in research and process engineering, that type of stuff. Then I retired from them and worked for a startup company, went out of business. And so then I went to work for the state of Georgia as an environmental engineer doing air quality work. And I was basically a compliance engineer that dealt with big industrial plants like paper mills and wood products, mining operations, things like that. So got a lot of exposure to that. And then wanted to get the hell out of Atlanta. Hmm. Even though I'm a native of Atlanta, I moved up here. My wife's from Morganton, so this is a nice place. And I live here in Hendersonville. I'm glad to be on this committee.
Welcome. I'm Lucy Butler. I'm the most unqualified one on this committee. I came through from healthcare. I'm a speech pathologist and from that sector of the environment, but I've always been, or the culture, but I've always been very, very interested in environmental issues and climate issues. And well, not as much climate issues as in the last 10 years that I've been more involved with that, but worked a lot with Mountain True here with the VWIN program and the biomonitoring program and things like that. And also was involved in Citizens for Climate Lobby, which is advocating a carbon fee and dividend solution to climate change. So glad to see all these new faces.
Cool. Well, welcome, everybody. I think other new business is the EAC annual report. Christine, you want to share about that?
Yeah, so you might remember that Ryan Cannon, we voted on it, I guess, in March or maybe the May, but it's just an annual report of what we've done for this past fiscal year 19. So July 1, 2018 to June 30th or 2019. So just what we've been up to, and that will come from the chair after it's official on Monday from that meeting, and I can work with Andy to send you all the past minutes and develop it. But I don't know if you want to try and get something and vote digitally over email or just have something by the next meeting. But I just want to bring this to everybody's attention that this is something that is due to the commissioners as soon as it gets done.
Yeah, I think in the past it's worked well to vote over email for stuff like that, if that works for everybody.
Sure.
Cool. The next thing is the EAC awards, which I think has come up in this meeting before. Is that true? Remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay. I wonder, Christine, if you want to start by saying why this idea was created based on your work with Dana Elementary, and then we can go into some of the goals for the conversation.
Yeah. So when I gave an overview of the Dana Elementary compost pilot, which those that are new, we're going to start composting or do a compost pilot at Dana Elementary in a month. So I'm really excited about that. But I did a lot of pre-work before that. So I did waste audits, started getting to know the cafeteria staff, and through that pre-work to get all that data of like how many trash bags they produce in a week or in a month, and you know how much food waste they have, I got to know the cafeteria manager, and I mentioned it that she collects aluminum cans and sells them, and then she gives that money to for skit school lunches for kids that can't afford it. And I think we mentioned, like, maybe we could recognize her somehow.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of where it was sparked, that maybe this is something, if y'all want to do, maybe the EAC could do some kind of an awards to nominate an individual or a business, or it would be up to the EAC to decide how y'all want to frame it, but I think that would be, you know, since it's an advisory committee, that'd be a great way to advise commissioners on to nominate, to, you know, recognize someone in the community that's doing something really good.
So is the idea to go to an individual or a group?
It's up to the EAC to decide. So this is just an idea, right, that, mm-hmm, you know, maybe we could vote today if y'all want to do it or not, and then maybe we could work on the framework, but it's just an idea, and see if y'all...
It's a great idea, and I think it should be businesses and individuals, and I think that their pictures should be on the Henderson County website when this is awarded, because the more we can do to promote and recognize people who are doing the right thing, the better.
The more other people will do it.
Well,
that's
hopefully,
right. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always the hope.
So would you do the publicity for that?
I could do it on the website and do press releases. Yeah. I would help with,
okay,
yeah.
Press
can
releases.
Help with it.
That's
yeah.
What I'm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I can definitely help with that with the website, press releases. Mm-hmm. But it would definitely come to y'all on how this would look, the name, how people would submit themselves, maybe, or how we nominate.
Well, could we go ahead and propose? What's this woman's name? Who's it, Dana?
Oh, what's her name?
Okay,
Trisha.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, could we go ahead and just recognize her for her work? Because as all this rolls out too, that she was awarded the award for doing this preliminary work and all that too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to get it approved by the commissioners first, or
to give an award.
Or I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Would the award actually come from the?
It would come from this committee.
It would be part of the. It would be presented at the meeting, the commissioners' meeting,
mm-hmm,
the county meeting.
So we would recommend the award, and then the commissioners would actually award it.
Yeah. And you probably need to get their approval or let them know beforehand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Would they get a plaque, or how would?
I think budget neutral. I think that was Ryan Cannon's last words, like, try and do stuff that's budget neutral.
Again, that's what I've
yeah.
said again,
paper.
The money from the buy.
Yeah, but my thought is to be recognized at a meeting through a certificate, which I can print off,
yeah,
no charge,
okay.
And then maybe, like you said, on the website.
Yeah.
But I think that could be one budget neutral, easy thing that EAC could do, or I could do.
So are we all in agreement that it would be a good idea to have the EAC awards?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
think it's a
but
bad idea?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. So
how
we're doing it.
Are we going to try to give an award?
Yeah.
Well, we're agreeing on the concept of
yeah, just the concept
yeah.
of doing it.
Right.
And then I was wondering if we should say, okay, if we're going to do it, what would the goals of it be?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then based on the goals of it, how often should
right.
it be?
Okay.
What's the criteria for
yeah.
selecting people? How should we do it? Is there like a press push to get it out locally?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we should start with the goals, though, of what it should accomplish, and then work backwards, maybe? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Well, one reason I was excited about this project in general is because of the first potential candidate, because not only is she doing something that's environmental, but it's
yeah.
providing school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for this award, what can make it unique and pretty
mm-hmm.
cool is to do something that lifts up a business or a person that not only does something that's environmentally focused, but has some sort of a social justice element to it as well. For example, feeding school children, to really show people that, you know, prioritizing the environment is not necessarily about protecting trees, but protecting the people who depend on those trees for, you know, breathing, for example. So that's personally what I was excited about, and I think the name that came up last time on this note was Henderson County Heroes as the name for the award, and I think that name
mm-hmm.
sort of further underscores that point, because
mm-hmm.
I think more people would, you know, read that article if it was called that versus Henderson County Environmental Good Person sort of thing.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
I mean, if this committee gives an award, I would like it to be focused on environmental stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And not social justice.
Oh, no, sorry. I think I misspoke. Something that sort of shows why the environment intersects with other... So, for example, this
yeah.
woman is not just recycling, but she's using that money to help school children.
And I agree with him, and I was going to make that point as well. I think
yeah.
it's good that it's interfaced and recognized,
mm-hmm.
but it shouldn't be a criteria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean... I think the focus should be the composting, not that she's selling cans to give to children for lunches. Hmm. I mean, it's a compost project, right?
Well, she was doing this before the compost pilot started. So she's just has been collecting recycling and on her own free time taking that recycling to the metal scrapyard.
Yeah.
So, but I just found out about it through the compost pilot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It would just be nice to have, I think she would be an excellent candidate. I think in beginning of school year, if she's recognized and even taking it to the school board and recognizing her there, I think we'll do a lot to spur on like behavior in other schools in terms of composting or at least creating some curiosity and energy around that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it happen as soon as possible.
I think there's probably another group here that's focused, you know, in the county that's focused on social justice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should give her an award for that.
Hmm.
You know.
But we certainly could recognize her for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
or composting.
Recycling
and
giving it back. So that kind of falls under us. Part of she's recycling the cans. She's taking the cans, cashing that money in, and giving it. So I think part of being of the recycling is part of our committee, my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Maybe we should back up and try to come up with what the overall goals are before we try to fit the goals to this one individual person, which is what we're doing right now.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Really
yeah. So goals then that I think we can all agree on is to use these awards to show people doing the right thing so that other people follow their lead.
Right.
That came up earlier.
We have a giant post-it.
Yeah. And this is just brainstorming, right? We don't have to come to like...
Yeah, well, no, I think it's good to... I want to write this down.
Yeah.
And,
so
you know,
we can, get to a consensus.
Yeah, I think we can stick it on that wall if you want.
So what we're looking at now is we're looking at what the criteria is
or
for...
what the goals would be for just doing the awards in the first place. Like, why even do the awards?
Well, the goal is to recognize people in the community who are promoting recycling, composting, environmental concerns or whatever. I think it could be loose. I don't want to be... you know, hamstrung to a criteria that's going to keep people who maybe have a more creative approach to it.
Yeah.
But,
wasn't that the first one? Be like an example for others, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then promote concepts of environmentalism,
like
recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recycling and composting.
A big word.
Do we want environmentalism or concepts of sound environmental practices?
Can you
clarify
that? Can you clarify a little more the difference?
So environmentalism can be kind of touchy-feely versus hardcore, you know, environmental practice that actually benefits. I mean, not that environmentalism doesn't benefit, but it's more of a concept than an action.
I like that terminology a lot. Did you catch it?
I think the latter would be my guess for these awards. Showing someone actually doing something, not conceptually.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, action and result.
Yeah, so I guess an emphasis on awarding people with actual concrete work that they're doing.
Michael, could you say again what you
said,
please? He's like, oh no, why would you do that to me?
Third
first
time.
Meeting.
What did I say?
It just promote an activity or otherwise that an activity or otherwise affects
sound environmental
most activities that benefit sound environmental practices or that typify I'm better with a pen.
I'm gonna teach now.
Okay.
I know, he's saying really good words, but we gotta boil it down. All right, so
Just bullet points. It should be voluntary, right? Right?
Someone that's doing something voluntary.
So it's not something that's part of their job, and I get paid to do it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay? It should be an action.
Now, Chris, I don't think we should exclude people who are on committees who work for the city who go on and beyond or really.
But that's voluntary. Somebody that Christine can't win it because this is her job.
I know that.
I can't win it because it's
right,
my job.
But
I'm not talking about it work for a voluntary organization. I don't.
No. I'm saying that what we're going to do is we're going to exclude anybody who works in the county from this.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if they're voluntary.
She works for the Henderson County School Board, and that's not much different than the county. Why would that exclude people that work for the county?
Okay.
So if somebody in the county office here takes it upon themselves to go around and collect all the recycling and take it to the recycling themselves, and that's not part of their job description, that's a voluntary activity they're doing.
Okay.
The action should be voluntary. The
action is voluntary.
Okay.
Not the job. It shouldn't be part of their job description.
I got it.
I do a lot of pro-environmental things, but I get paid for it.
Right. I got it.
Yeah. What else?
Is this?
Should we limit it to Henderson County employees to start? I don't know that that's not
Well,
it's a huge county, and we're going to have a. I mean, I think that we'd do better off, in my opinion, promoting it to county employees first if we're going to sell this to the commissioners, and then we can see later how it opens up.
Yeah. Well,
otherwise, we're going to go through this, and we're going to have to discuss, like, spend 3 hours discussing every single case that comes up unless we put some limitations.
Well, these people are nominated. I don't know how many nominations
you decide on what the nomination process is or anything else.
I also think, though, one big overarching goal would be to get, you know, people interested in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they might not be as interested if it was just recognizing Henderson County employees.
Yeah.
They might not care as much, unless you work for Henderson County, potentially.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I'm trying to.
That'd
this
be
is
my
a pro-environmental county, and we're going to get overwhelmed with volunteer people that do lots of volunteer work.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to recognize unless we do it every single month. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then maybe it's not public nominations. It's just something that we could internally discuss.
And that's fine, too.
Well,
yeah.
At first.
Maybe that's better.
At first.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, too, there could be maybe a subcommittee of the EAC.
Right.
That is,
looks at wards.
You know, but.
Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because that could get overwhelming, I
yes.
guess.
Yeah.
Eternal nominations.
Mm. Put results on there.
He said results.
Results.
Results. I prefer to have white
It would be great if the awards get new people interested in the environment.
New people?
Yeah. Not just your standard environmentalist.
Saying about it being businesses or individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I personally
think
it should be individuals. I don't think we should include businesses right now.
Why is that?
Because I think that's really hard to do because you have a lot of businesses that's like their total thing. Mm-hmm. Like Sierra Nevada, you're not going to be able to out environmental Sierra Nevada or whatever versus other, but you know. Individual
but then I could see us giving an award to Sierra Nevada
well,
for what
Sierra
they've
Nevada
done.
Sierra Nevada isn't needing more awards.
Well, it's not about them all the time. It's about educating the public
and
what they're doing.
Nobody's going to. This is about showing, I think, by showing individuals that make effort. I don't mean to be standing up like
that.
It comes across like that when I'm standing up because that's what happens.
I don't want to exclude. At the get-go, I don't think we're going to be inundated with nominations. Maybe that's just my naivete on my part, but I just don't want to, and I don't want to have one award every 10 years either. You know, if we have one a month, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's constant putting it out to the public.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do one a month.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a committee dedicated to that.
Yeah, it goes. But actually, you could get the Chamber of Commerce to do businesses.
I think there's too much disparity in businesses here. Too much size disparity, too much.
Yeah.
What about groups then?
Oh,
individuals or groups? What about like Mountain True or somebody like that?
My personal opinion is that groups like that don't need any more recognition. That's their job. That's their goal. That's their job. Now, if you have, I don't know, it's hard to think of an example, but I mean, in my opinion, as a grassroots thing, this should be focused on individuals because you want individuals to take individual action and show how individual action affects
right,
the greater
right,
good.
Right.
I think I agree with that.
Well, and also, and I see what you're saying. We could start with that kind of limited focus and then expand if necessary, if it comes up, possibly. I mean, it's not like this is an amendment to the North Carolina Constitution.
That'd be a good problem to have.
Yeah. We could certainly start with individuals and see how it goes. This is a pilot thing right now.
I think the value is in finding those hidden people like
mm-hmm.
that are doing these things within their organizations or their jobs or their businesses or their agencies or whatever they are that are totally unrelated to their job or totally beyond whatever
mm-hmm.
their job scope is.
Okay.
Because if you put in there Sierra Nevada won an environmental award, everybody's going to be like, oh boy, another one.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Sorry, I didn't mean to stand. When I stand up, it looks like I'm lecturing.
I'm not
for me to back that down.
Not threatened by it.
Are there any other big picture goals before we move on to specific criteria, which has already kind of come up a little bit up there?
Yeah, it's sort of a big
one. So for criteria, so far we have voluntary, action/results-oriented, and then ideally individuals for now at least. Are there any other criteria we should consider when we're actually making selections?
Live within the county?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, I think
that's. I think that makes sense.
I think we all assume.
Y'all assume
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We need to state it.
Yeah.
So these are criteria. So that's not our goal. Our goal is.
This is just criteria for picking people.
Okay.
And I think as a next step, we can send this out over email to finalize and add to it.
Yeah.
So
I can
if other
it
goals
up and
come
it
to
out.
Mind.
Ideally, the criteria should show how these people accomplish these goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of so they're hard to parse them out.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other things?
But limited to environmental.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Limited to environmental.
Well, yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. And work in Henderson County. I know that's a small thing, but
yeah.
also what they've done here in this county.
Yeah, so we need to specify is it Henderson County work or is it Henderson County residents? Cause
or both.
Both.
Live or
well,
work?
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one.
Yeah.
I don't care. If it's
yeah.
Just, you know.
But that's good to specify because she could live in Polk County but
right.
commute in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess, Christine, are you able to type up these goals and the criteria and then a little something on the first person so that we can all agree to that first awardee?
So we have an overarching goal and then we have criteria,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so picking people based on this criteria to reach these goals.
Okay, so that's the overarching goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I guess and then get it, see if it's approved.
Yeah, I think we should maybe we could type up the goals and criteria and then present the idea to the commissioners and then they could get some feedback.
Yeah.
We need to decide how often we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly feels like a lot.
We meet quarterly, right? Quarterly should be the max, I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even y'all could be accepting nominations throughout the year, but it would be one time a year, like one board meeting that we have all the nominations for the year.
I think that dilutes the publicity.
Okay.
I'd like to see it happen quarterly so that it's on their agenda with the county commissioners. The audience is listening to it. It's in the minutes and
mm-hmm.
on the taped things that we're constantly bringing environmental issues to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see it done quarterly.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Cool. Anything else on that point, or just carry it forward via email? Would we hope that the next meeting we can make the award announcement, or just get consensus on?
Can we go ahead and nominate her now, or have her?
Oh yeah.
I think
we
need to talk to commissioners, and I think we need to have clear-cut goals and criteria before we nominate anybody.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think we're going to fall in the trap of doing the same thing of trying to fit it around as an individual, and that's going to.
Right.
That's going to bite us.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, that's not going to be the most benefit later
right.
on.
Okay.
And
so
we can't do anything without commissioners.
Cool.
Yeah.
So between.
You're right. And I think it would be great to also have the criteria in place to back up why We don't want to nominate, you know. So if anybody asks, oh, why does she get it, not me? Like, oh, you can prove this is why.
And I'd also think for the first one, we probably ought to go ahead and have open nominations before you just pick somebody.
Right.
Not internal nominations?
Well, no, internal nomination. But what, I don't think we should just say, oh, well, this one person is it. I think in order to make it legitimate, we're going to have to have an opportunity for other nominations to be made.
Right, yeah, it all seems geared to giving this woman an award.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to detract from
it. Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that we stay legitimate above board.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you said internal nominations, which is this committee,
mm-hmm.
and now you're saying open.
I meant open nominations from anybody in the committee as well.
Yeah.
So the next meeting we come together, if there's anybody that has another nomination to make, can make, you know, they can do a brief write-up that can be distributed,
mm-hmm.
or even beforehand if they want. And then that way, and if nobody else gets nominated, nobody else gets nominated. I mean, that's, you know, it's like running for office and nobody else runs, you know. But I think that we need to do that from the beginning.
Okay.
And
so
we meet in October, something, and maybe the next time we physically meet, we could have it approved by the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could have, beforehand, everybody think of other nominees.
And have the goals and criteria signed off in the October meeting,
mm-hmm.
with sort of any brainstorming between now and then.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Moving on, we have the old business, the sustainability plan update. Christine, do you have an update on that?
Yeah. So I don't have a lot of work done with the actual plan, but we are going, Henderson County Viral Programs is going to join the Southeastern Sustainability Directors Network. And so that is a professional membership where there are other sustainability coordinators across the entire Southeast that are different levels of their sustainability planning. And so part of that is connecting me to other counties or cities that are working on a sustainability plan, and they also send me to a conference every year. So to help, you know, improve sustainability in Henderson County. But I think I remember I talked about internal and external sustainability plan. Like, we have one that's just for county buildings and then one for the entire county. And I think realistically it might be good to focus on the internal sustainability committee plan first, and then we can use that as a framework for the external. But so that's kind of where it's at. More to come. Any questions about that?
Are you going to get somewhere nice for these conferences?
I don't know. Last one was in Florida, so maybe, but I think they rotate through different states.
They're not like Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah, we'll see. But part of the professional membership pays for the entire conference. So not only, yeah, which is great. But I will get to go on, or I get to, they coordinate calls where they can connect me to other cities or counties that are doing a sustainability plan, like that are at my level of planning. So I'm excited to, you know, get to talk with other people that are in the same boat as me. Is trying to develop one. So yeah,
awesome.
More to come.
Cool. All righty. Next order of business is the LID statement. Chris, I wonder, can you give some background on that? Did you help to write it?
I can.
For new folks.
So the LID, I don't even have a copy of it.
Yeah, I have one right here if you want to.
So Philip Ellis, who I work with, and we actually joined this committee before we worked together, so that was not like we weren't stacking the committee. but he just rotated off. So he did all his full terms and rotated off. So he and I put this together. We have the same background. So it's primarily, a lot of it is stormwater type things, green infrastructure. The idea behind it was, in general, is, well, first of all, let me say this. I was just talking to him before I left. We can, or one of us, either he can do it or I can do it, it doesn't matter. We could do like an I can do it right now, or I can do like a more appropriate presentation on it for new committee meetings at the next meeting. I'll be happy to give a little bit of background now, but in case you're not familiar with like green infrastructure and stormwater management and things like that, and the kind of techie stuff that we're talking about, I can do that as well. So I'll let you guys decide that. It doesn't matter to me, but I give you the brief background now anyway. But if we want to do the more technical stuff, he and I are happy to do like a 20-minute detailed thing about it, you know, with maybe some example pictures and stuff, what we're talking about. But so the idea behind it was is that civil engineers, landscape architects, we all, you know, we being us in my job, we work all in those fields. And the idea is that when you go to a landscape architect or an architect or an engineer, a civil engineer, and you say, here's this site, I want a house on it, go. That's very, very, very difficult to deal with, because you really have no direction to go in, okay? So the idea is the more constraints that you put on designers, the better the product you get in the end, right? So if you say, I want the house to be oriented this way, and I want to look out this way, and I want it to have a sunroom, and I want it to have all these things, now they start forming pictures in their heads of what to do. So the idea behind this was to put together something that could go as an addendum. So when the county sends out capital improvement projects or whatever for bid, you know, or RFQs or RFPs, it's something that can be attached onto that so that they can look at that and go, oh, Henderson County wants green stormwater infrastructure. They want to look at possibly doing green roofs. Now, this is not ordinance. It's not set in stone. It's guidance. So, but if we say from the outset that these things are important in this project, then whoever gets the project or whoever's bidding on the project will see that and understand that they need to incorporate that into it. You know, and if it comes down to, okay, you really want this, but it's going to cost $3 million extra, well, we all know that it's probably not going to happen. But if we don't say that from the outset, they're never going to include it in there. So the idea was to basically stress certain factors that we thought were important that could be included that would give designers. And it's this, because Phil and I wrote it, it's primarily focused on stormwater type things, site layout kind of stuff. So it's really geared more towards like civil engineering type projects, more than like architectural type projects. Does that make sense? Does everybody follow that? Mm-hmm. So again, it wasn't designed to be an ordinance or anything like that. It wasn't designed to be set in stone. It was designed to be a guidance document that could be attached, just to give them some guidance on where to go, what direction to go in, and to actually do the effort to decide whether there's a cost benefit on certain things. You know, we can't do this wonderful stormwater thing here, but we can do this pretty good one over here for less money. And you guys value this, so maybe it's worth the less money to do this pretty good one. That was kind of the idea. And I don't know where it sits right now. We missed the last meeting because he and I were both out of town. So.
Yeah, so after the last meeting, I got advice from Marcus that the EAC can actually go ahead and send it to the commissioners.
Oh, good.
Okay. And maybe get some feedback from them, too. So I asked Ryan if he'd want to write a letter to them, but I think that was a too small of a window to get that done before his time rolled off. And so I think the next chair, after it's official, can maybe work with you and Philip to develop this letter to the commissioners, which I'm also looking at the letter that Philip wrote, and that could be a good template, too. He wrote a letter to the EAC just about the intent of this. So
yeah, he and I were talking about it, and we kind of think that we went around it wrong because this stuff is so easy for us because it's what we do,
mm-hmm.
that maybe we should have explained it and then written all this. He wrote all this first, and I helped him, and then tried to back up and explain it. So that was the point of my, I can explain these concepts in further detail.
Do you think a letter like that, though, would still make sense for the commissioners?
I'd have to look over it again, but yeah, I mean, it was written to go to the committee. Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be revised because it says in here it would be approved by Henderson County Commissioners. It's not addressed to them. but you could use it as a basis. I mean, really, this is just a cover letter. I mean, and you could even leave off this appendix thing, which is some quote. Well, no, I wouldn't, because it's a description of what LID versus GSI is, which is Low Income Act Development versus Green Stormwater, thank you. Green Stormwater Restriction. I have too many acronyms in my head. there's a lot of confusion out there in the general public. People throw these terms around, and they don't really know exactly what they mean a lot of times, technically. Mm-hmm. So that was the reason for that.
Okay. Well, I can revise that letter and then send it to us all for final approval, and then send it to the commissioners.
Yeah.
And I think that this page right here, if you send this out to everybody, the second page is the one that really has the meat. And this is all that would go in there. And it's very vague and very general, and it's designed to be that way. It's not designed to be a specific thing where you need to do a certain percentage of TSS removal or something like that.
And I think this was a great exercise, too, because I think, you know, this committee exists to advise the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't have a budget necessarily to work with. We're not going to create ordinances. But that was a really, like, strategic way we could do something that was in the parameters of what we exist to do. So.
And Marcus said this was okay like this?
Yeah, he said that if the committee is ready, think it's ready to be sent off, which I think y'all approved a while back, that, yeah.
What about John Mitchell? Did we ever get any feedback from John?
Don't remember.
Did you touch base with him?
I think you could touch base with him again, but.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Marcus is, I guess, your boss, right? He's the county engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Mitchell is planning. What is John's name?
Economic development?
Community development.
Yeah. So John, and so those two guys, that's the reason that I asked them, because they're the ones that would have direct interaction with this going out to wherever it would go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked for their input.
Awesome. So I think, I don't know, when this came up, I guess a year or so ago, I started thinking, like, that process kind of can take a while. So if there are other guidelines that we could be creating, that might be something for us to think about with everyone's, you know, diverse backgrounds and expertise. If there's other opportunities for stuff like this to go to the commissioners, that's a great thing for us to do.
You mean revise this document?
No.
Based on
health expert, for example. Everyone has different backgrounds here and expertise.
Right.
So there's lots of opportunities for stuff like this. And other, you know, parts of the government.
Okay. So can you get a letter out and we vote on it by email and go ahead and get it moving along?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much ready.
I mean, summer's when we're going to be building. Fall, still building. So.
I'll look over it again and make sure. And if there's no objections, I'll have Phil look over it again, too, since he wrote it originally. And he just rotated off for the last meeting, I think. So he hadn't been gone very long. But I think it's pretty much
ready. I don't know if we need to name him an ad hoc member of the committee, but Philip has done such wonderful work on this and is really, really invested. I'd like to see him continue to work on it.
He was much uglier before I fixed him.
Yes.
Alrighty, so moving on to environmental programs and announcements. We have the VW settlement grants update.
Yes, so the proposals came out, and North Carolina governments can apply for the VW grants. The first one, there's two right now that are out to replace diesel vehicles and then to get the electric vehicle charging station. And so I approached facility services and other departments, and Toby Linville's department is interested in applying for the diesel one too, but basically this is to replace certain year vehicles with replace their engines completely, a brand new vehicle, either diesel or an alternative fuel. So, and again, this money comes from the settlement from them basically lying about their emission. So there was a big settlement, I think like billions of dollars.
And we have one of those cards.
You have one of theirs? Are you applying for?
No, we traded it. We got the, we took the money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not curious.
Yeah, good. Go Toyota. But so we've been waiting for this money for a long time, and now it's just open for us to apply for it. And Facility Services is interested in replacing one of their boom trucks with a lower class, like electric. It's not like a boom truck, but you have to transport it on a truck, but it's like this boom crane device thing. I don't know, but it would be a lot less, have a lot less emissions. So I'm working with them on that. But I'm really also excited about the electric vehicle charging station. First thing comes first, I need to get approval from the clerk of court because we're interested in putting it at the 95 courthouse overflow lot. And I think they've tried this before, but it was shot down previously. But we're going to try again. There's, you know, new people in the courthouse, so maybe they'll be open to this idea. But that's the number one location that we're interested in is putting it at the overflow lot. But after I get approved by the clerk of court, I then need to go to the commissioners and get that approved as well. But I'm also going to pitch that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't think there's, hopefully there's not going to be any other settlements this size that we'll see again. So
I
do.
Explain the acronym, the VW.
The Volkswagen? Yeah, yeah. So the Volkswagen, they got caught selling vehicles, yeah. So, but the first grant opportunity is for the DC fast chargers. And then the next one are level 2 chargers. And so I'm actually, I think we have a good shot because there's not a DC fast charger in the area. The closest one is Biltmore Park. And so they're looking to fulfill electric vehicle infrastructure in areas that don't aren't necessarily have one already. So that'll put us up with points for the grant process. Also, it's great, that lot is great because you have to have access to restrooms, which we do, you know, in downtown, walking distance to food and like and water and lights 24/7. So I'm just really excited to maybe get more electric vehicle charging stations here in Hendersonville.
What's the chance of getting some right on Main Street, like right in front of the old courthouse? Just to publicize.
Yeah.
The idea.
Yeah.
I think your issue there is going to be parking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd take a couple of existing parking places away. Whatever you need.
Yeah, but I think you reserve for electric vehicles and people are going to park there anyway.
Because we do have to put signs up that this is reserved for electric vehicles only. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I'm not sure about, like, where our property is outside of the historic courthouse. Like, yeah, so, but I know 95 courthouse overflows.
Oh, county versus city property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
95 is closer to
26. Yes, we do have to be within a mile of 26. Because mm-hmm. they're funding, the first phase of funding is throughout the I-26 corridor and I-40 corridors.
Is the overflow lot the lower lot?
Mm-hmm, by, like, Gray Mill 2? Yeah. On 4th Avenue?
How far away from 26?
I think it's about 3/4 mile.
Is that all? Okay.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's a lot closer.
Psychologically, right.
Yeah.
It's always a lot closer than I actually think it is.
Yeah. Well, my house is further away than that. My house seems so much closer.
But another part of the EV charging station is Marcus is interested in getting a solar canopy. So I think that's really cool that he wants to, you know, also kind of go for the it's not required, but he's interested in the solar aspect of it.
Good.
Is that a, some kind of an option or that? Is that
yeah.
something that the charging station runs off solar?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And there's a company in Asheville that they've put them in downtown Asheville. And so he sent me some quotes, and I'm going to look through the specs and put a one-page sheet together for the clerk of court. Because he's brand new. He started in May. So we'll kind of see what he thinks about this.
How much does a system like that cost? Just Just ballpark.
I think 15,000. Yeah.
That's actually less than what I would have thought.
Yeah. But I'm still doing more research on it. And I can send that my one-page sheet out when I get done with it.
The batteries included. That's the key to it all.
We have the Apple Festival.
Yes, so that's coming up, and Environmental Programs has helped coordinate the composting there and the weigh stations for recycling trash and compost. And so the Apple Festival, again, is the end of August and beginning of September. And so there is a opportunity for you to come and volunteer with me for the weekend, day or two. The volunteer shifts are 2 hours, and you just help manage and help the public sort their trash correctly, because commercial composting is still a concept that I feel like people are new to. They don't realize that wax paper or cardboard or your little cardboard boats, those are compostable. You could either volunteer with me or just spread the word out. I put out a very cheesy Facebook post on the county Facebook page, so it's juiced around the corner. Very cheesy. Yeah. Went a little crazy, but I would appreciate if not only if you would just either support by volunteering, coming out, or just sending the word out. That would be great. And I can move along to the Bee City Hendersonville, Bring the Hive Alive. Again, that's something that the EAC is like kind of supporting, or just Stephen said he would kind of support that. But at the Garden Jubilee, there was $1,000 raised for the Bring the Hive Alive initiative. And the Bring Hive Alive is a mural that's going in downtown Hendersonville. And this artist is trying to paint a certain amount of honeybees. And he's a really great artist, and it'd be a good attraction for downtown. But Bee City Hendersonville, Kim Bailey, she's heading up that effort. But I think it's good for the EAC to be aware of it and try and support it as well. But $1,000 was raised. And then there's also a Bee Bold Pollinator fundraiser at Bold Rock August 17th. So if you want to come out and get, I think, percentage of the drink sales that day goes to the Bring the Hive Alive initiative. I unfortunately cannot make it, but just want to let everybody know that this is opportunities out there. And then moving along, or do I have any questions about Apple Festival or Bee City Hendersonville? All right.
So where do we sign up for the volunteering?
Online, there's a...
On the Facebook page or on the...
Yeah, there's a link on the Facebook page.
Get your Facebook page.
The Henderson County government. But also, it is saturated with a lot of stuff. All departments advertise there as well, so it could have gotten lost. Okay. But I can send that out, too.
The link. Would you send that link out? That'd be great. And then there are people who... don't do Facebook. Is it on Instagram and Snap, other than Twitter or anything else?
Does the county have an Instagram?
Email.
Maybe eventually down line, it might be interesting to get an Environmental Programs Facebook page. Right now, it's all going to the PIO, Kathy, and being mixed in with other departments, so that could be a future goal. But I'll send that link out. Cool. Thanks. And the Department Sustainability Committee is going really well. We've had those of you that knew Henderson County, or Steve Wyatt declared that, that's kind of harsh, declared. He wanted all departments to nominate someone to join the Internal Sustainability Committee, which I think is great, because not only is it good for the environment, but it can also help save the county money. But we've met twice now. We meet quarterly, and there's a representative from every department. And not everybody can make it every time, but I think it's still good conversations to have together. But the first initiative, to me, was low-hanging fruit, was just improve recycling. Some departments didn't have recycling bins. Some, just not, or they only had, a couple and not, sitting under the desk. So that was one thing that we did, was I toured different departments and figured out their needs, and then got them recycling bins where they needed. And then also taught them about what can and can't be recycled, and they took that information back to their department. So it's kind of like that sustainability committee member would go back and train their staff. It's not me going out to everybody, but they can kind of relay that information to their staff. But that went really well, and also some departments have started composting too. So the health department, there's one employee that she does take the walks around and takes the compost every Friday. So, I mean, that could be also someone, I guess we're talking about, you know, if we wanted this award to be employee or not, you know, she might be a good contender as well. And then this past meeting, we met in July, and they want to do a fall workplace challenge to try and, you know, make it fun for other departments to, you know, do a little, we call it pre-cycling or just sustainability. So it kind of be like a scavenger hunt, say carpool to lunch, or get rid of your water bottles, get a water cooler, get rid of your Keurig. And so there'll be a list of things that different departments can do, and they can check them off and maybe document it through a photo, and then they get a prize. Yes. I know. So we'll see if that actually...
Who's going to manage that project?
The committee. Sustainability committee.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll definitely help with that as well. But I think allowing them to prove what they've done through photos will be good content for Kathy, the public information officer. We can share that all over our Facebook page and kind of brag about what we're doing here. But just kind of make people aware that these are simple things that you can do. Mm-hmm. So I'll see how that pans out. More updates. And then moving on to Dana Elementary, we start composting there August 28th. So it's the third day of school, and I'm really excited that Atlas Organics will be now collecting their compost.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. Awesome. And the waste audit showed that 90% of their waste in their cafeteria is compostable, and they produce on average 11 trash bags a day. So I can't wait to show that. How many trash bags we've reduced because of that. And then the Deeks grant, I think maybe the last meeting, I gave an update that we did receive the DEQ's Deeks. They have a community and waste reduction grant opportunity, and we received it to do a compost pilot at the Henderson County transfer station. And so we're going to pilot a Type 3 compost facility. And we'd be the first or second in the state to have a public compost facility here. So,
cool.
Yeah. But we haven't had too much progress except for Marcus and Greg. They are going to go to a training in Raleigh to learn how to, you know, have this be a compost facility operator. But the first thing is to pour the slab. We're going to create a structure, and that's where we're going to do the mixing. Is inside this covered structure.
So you're going to do what Atlas is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Atlas has expanded aerated static pile. So it's low cost, but basically you just have pipes and you pile the mixed greens and browns, the food and the leaves. You mix that together and then you pile it on top of pipes and then you force air through it, and that speeds up the compost process. So, yeah, really excited that we can do that. But eventually that can hopefully collect compost from county buildings, maybe schools. I don't think it'd be open to any businesses, but our drop-off site at the convenience center.
Maybe later, though.
Yeah, so.
You know, this is just the start.
And this was all started because our wood chips are a cost to us, and Marcus wanted to just process that on-site, so it would be cost savings. So, yeah, win-win.
So can residents come get the compost at this point, or how?
No, I think that's a little trickier.
It gets really complicated with permitting and things like that, and regulations and health regulations.
So what are you doing with the compost? What are you going to do with the final product?
Mm-hmm. I think we'd use it on site.
Okay.
Yeah, for erosion control for the landfill, make sure our cap is maintained.
Because I know some communities, that's part of the incentive of composting is that if you compost, then you can get compost to take back to your garden. So
So I understand what you're saying. It would be cumbersome in terms of permitting and regulations, but I think it would be a nice direction for mm-hmm. us to get going into so that residents, just like the mulch.
Right, yeah.
The mulch.
The city? Yeah, that is really great. I do like that, yeah.
I just think a lot better, more widespread buy-in.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that would be a future goal.
Yeah, because what's that sod company? It's $100 a bag.
Yeah.
No, it's not the sod company, right? What is it? It has a big bag.
Like
super sod? Super sod, yeah. It's $100 for a big, it's like a bag type thing of composted soil, or compost. So maybe it could be a revenue producing thing at some point. I don't know.
I'd like
to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that as an overarching goal. And even I would love to see the city doing the composting for the whole, I mean, the county doing it for the residents
mm-hmm.
and businesses. That would be great.
I think there are some models where cities, you have a cart and you pile your yard waste and your food together.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the county and city could work together.
That'd be more difficult, I guess, to keep your composition more
mm-hmm.
accurate. But I think it's easier for the consumer, which is ultimately going to be the buy-in from everyone.
And the U.S. Composting Council, you can get your compost certified. So I think I would want to have that certification and know that we're producing good products before we advertise. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good future goal.
Awesome. Well, I guess the next thing is just to remind folks that the next meeting is October 3rd at 3 p.m. Is there any other announcements or anything else from anyone?
Do y'all want me to talk anymore about the LID stuff?
You know, I was just thinking when you were talking about it, that'd be a great, meeting for all of us to come to just in between this meeting and our October meeting, just to have one with power. I mean, I would like to see more about it. And you could put a PowerPoint together and make sure we're well informed. And
put a PowerPoint together.
Yeah. You got the slides, Chris. You've got them.
Yeah, I got lots of slides.
Because I would like to do that, and maybe people in the county employees might be interested in looking, being invited as well. Yeah, we could get city operations filled in. I'll bring rum cake.
You should be sedated.
Maybe when we send over those letters, we can.
Yeah, that's. I was just going to do something informal just to explain the technical details to the committee in case anybody's interested.
I do like that idea. There has been a big turnover of old versus new.
Right.
Do we want to go ahead and set that date?
I think, do we not just want to have it at the next meeting?
Oh.
Is that what you were proposing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And in the meantime, if you and Philip will look at the letter and circulate it.
And I can ask Phil to come too for the next meeting if you want. He's still a Henderson County resident, so he's not highly legal or anything.
No, I think that I was planning on leaning on him for the LID statement.
Speaker.
Me too.
Then with nothing else, we'll adjourn the meeting at 4:05.
Thank you for being our chair, Andy. You're doing a great job.
I'm trying to do all the formal expressions that Ryan used to say.